لفت اوف اتاب سامخ نيمو ام الالف I'm speaking up from Amar Rav and Isha Osa Shlich. So it's down a little bit more than a third the way down in Samach Yom Beis, I'm sorry. On Samach Yom Beis, the first words in line is Amar Rav. So just about a third of the way down. Okay, so Samach Yom Beis, Amar Rav. Eina Isha Osa Shlich, L'kabala Gita Biat Shlich Baima. We've been speaking up until now about two different types of shlichim. There's the shliach laholocha that the husband makes, and then there's the shliach lekabbalah that the wife makes. And the question is, can you have a get that's going to invoke both of these kinds of shlichim? So the husband will make his shliach, the wife will make her shliach, the shliach will talk to the shliach. Great way to have a relate. He doesn't talk to her, she doesn't talk to him, he doesn't see her, nobody sees anybody. The two shlichim do their business. So is that acceptable or not? So Rav says no. Rav says that the wife cannot make a shaliach to accept the get from the husband shaliach. We'll see in a moment why that's so. Rabbi Chanina Omar Isha Osa Shlech Kabbal Git Miyad Shlech Baila. And Rabbi Chanina says, it's okay. What's wrong? If Shluch Shalom Kamoso, so shaliach of him is his shaliach. Shaliach of our is her shaliach. What could be wrong? So my time with the Rav. What is Rav's reason? Iba is Ema Shum Bizoyan Dabal. Iba is Ema Mishum Chatzei Rabol Yachad Mikan. There are two very, very different reasons why Rabbi Chanina maintains that a husband and a wife shlichim cannot meet each other for the implementation of the get. So one is a very simple reason, bishum bizayin habal. It's an insult to the husband. Maybe the husband appoints a shliach and he brings the get, and the wife said, I'm not even going to show up. I'm just going to send my shliach. So the husband gets insulted. The husband says, gets annoyed. Now, why do we care about what the husband gets himself? We don't really care about his feelings. We care about the following. We care about that maybe in his heart and soul, he's backing out now. He says, what a bizoyan that she's still embarrassing me. I'm not going to give her a gift. So maybe he's going to backpedal from the shalichos if he gets annoyed. So that's one possible reason for Rav. You might say, but the other reason is, so we know that halacha is that a man can give a get either to his literally into his wife's hands or doesn't be other. But the Torah Shema explains to us that the other doesn't only mean the other. Literally, it means into her rishus, into her chater. He can put it into her field, he can put it into her house, into her backyard. So what would it then be if he puts a get into somebody else's backyard, to Reuven's backyard, and then she buys that backyard from Reuven? So that's called a chatzeir habal li'achamikan. That's not acceptable because at the time of the Nesina, when he put it in, it wasn't yet hers. It wasn't for Nelson Biyada. So it's like him putting the get down somewhere in some third place, and then she goes out and picks up the get. That's not acceptable. So she goes ahead and she implements the acquisition of the chotzer. So that's not considered to be a Nesina again. That's called the chatzeir habal li'achamikan. So her shaliach and his shaliach smacks a little bit of a chatzeir habal li'achamikan. If he puts it into his shliach's hand, and then her shliach gets it from his shliach, so it gives off that impression a little bit. People are going to get confused. They're going to think that it's almost tantamount to him putting it into a chotzer, and then her getting the chotzer. So he put it to a shliach, and then she gets another shliach to get it from that shliach. So it looks like the Rabbanan a little bit too close for comfort. And that's why they made a gezeira that it shouldn't work. So the Gemara says, my benayim. Says, what's the difference in the two reasons? At the end of the day, Rabbi Chanina claims that's no good. What if she appointed her shaliach first? So if she appoints her shaliach first, then it doesn't give off the impression of a chatzeir habal li'achamikan, and therefore it wouldn't be a concern. It would still be an issue of bizayin habal. So how Gavro, now tells a story. There's once a man, the shadla gitla devisu. So he sent a get to his wife. Also shalicha ashkicha. The shaliach went and he saw this woman. Ki yasma the kalisha. At the time that the shaliach arrives, baruch haba, with the get. So she was sitting there and she was kneading dough. She was making chal at the time. So I guess her hands were dirty. She wanted to get. So Amallah, Hela Gita. So he says to the woman, the shliach says to the woman, I'm the shliach of your husband. Here is your get. Amalek, she says to him, Leve biyadech. Said, you hold on to it for me. In other words, her hands a little had dough in them. She wanted to pick up the get. So she says to the shliach, she said, you now turn around and be my shliach. So up until now, you were the shlech lehalacha. So now, hocus pocus, you'll become the shlech lekabbalah. You wear two hats. So now...
She's in her kitchen. She can just tell him, just put down a counter, right?
Right, assuming that she owns the kitchen. Assuming that's her chotzer. Unless it's his chotzer. It's his chotzer, that's a problem. It's the husband's chotzer, that's not going to work. So Amar Rav Nachman. So now Rav Nachman begins to analyze this question. This smacks of the Machlokes Rav and Rav Chanina. Because here, we want to use both the Shlech L'Olava and the Shlech L'Kabbalah. So Rav Nachman said, in Isa L'Rav Chanina, if Rav Chanina is right that you can have a Shlech L'Kabbalah and a Shlech L'Kabbalah, so then, Avdus Ba'ovda, so then let's paskin the Shaila. So that's Avdi Ba'ovda. So Rav Nachman said, if I knew for a fact that Rav Chanina was right, then I would paskin the Shaila, and I would say that such a get would be acceptable. So Amalei Rav, Rav was Rav Nachman's Talmud. Rav says to his Rebbe, Bim Isal Rebbe Chanina Avdus Ba'ovda, said, even if Rebbe Chanina is right that a Shlech LaHalacha can give to a Shlech LaKabbalah, you would therefore paskin that way. Halacha is a Shlech LaKabbalah. Rav said to Rav Nachman that there's another concern here, that the original Shlichos never really terminated. There's a rule of Shlichos that when Reuven appoints Shimon to be a Shlich LaHalacha, so the Shlichos has to be over. The Shlichos of the Halacha finishes, and the Shaliach in theory can report back to the Mishaleach that he did the job, and then the Shlichos of Kabbalah takes over. That's normal Shlichos. Here, the Shlichos, the Halacha, and the Shlichos, it's all happening at the same time. It's the same guy wearing both hats. And the Gemara says that's a deficiency of Lo Chazra Shlichos Eitz Labal. The first Shlichos never came to an end before the second Shlichos already began. And some of the Gemara assume that that's problematic. So therefore, there are two issues going on in this case. One is, can you have a Shlich Lo Halacha giving a Shlich Lo Kabbalah in the first place? Do we have to be concerned with Rav's issues? And number two, even if Rabbi Chanina is right that that's no concern, but we have a secondary concern over here, of Lo Chazra Shlichos Eitz Labal. So Shalchu L'Kamed Rabbi Ami. So they weren't sure what the din is. So they sent the Shara to Rabbi Ami. What did he think about this topic? Shalchu, he sent back Lo Chazra Shlichos Eitz Labal. So Rabbi Ami thought that this Shlichos is not acceptable. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Omer, and they sent the same Shara to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, and he said this Yashay B'Davar. Let's think about it a little bit. So he wasn't sure. So whereas Rabbi Ami was convinced that the get is no good, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said we can still discuss it. Hadashachor Kamed Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. So they sent the Shaila again to Rabbi Chiya. A couple of days later, they sent the Shaila back to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. So Omar, so he responded back, Kol Kihani Shalchol of Azli. He said, you can keep on asking me the same Shaila. He says, Kihekini Misafkul Nidhu, the same way that you're not sure what the din is, Hakinam Misafkul Nidhon. I also don't know what the din is. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, the reason why I didn't answer you was not because I was lazy. I didn't answer because I first don't know the answer. If I would have figured out the answer in the last couple of days, I would have returned the call. Then when you call the person, they don't pick up the phone. So what do? You call again. You call a third time. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, relax. He said, I don't know the answer. I still don't know the answer. So what do we do? Have a davar she'erva. So now we treat this as a davar she'erva. And a davar she'erva, we're not going to be mekil. We're not going to say this get is okay. So we're going to have to treat the get as being a safek. And now, what would it then be if this woman's husband subsequently died? So here he sent her a get, and we're not sure what the din is. We're not sure, is there really a problem of chazar shlichos eitz labal or not? So we have a 50-50 chance when this get is good. So comes the Gemara and says that we're not sure whether the get is good. Now the husband dies, so without any children, what do you do? So you can't just do yibum because maybe the get was good and she's not married to him anymore. If she's not married to him anymore, then she's with Grusha Sochiv. Then she is his brother's wife, who's not his wife anymore, so his ex-brother's wife, but his ex-wife, and that would be a problem. On the other hand, we can't let her get away without Chalitza, but maybe she is still married to him. So what do we do, Chalitzas? So like, well, the other 5,000 cases of Masechus Yevamos, we're not sure what to do when somebody's a suffix whether she's married and then the husband dies, so we do a chalitza. So Hava Uvda, so Taka, one time the story happened, a similar kind of a shayla, that we weren't sure whether the get was valid or not. Atzafar of Yitzchak by Shmuel bar Marsa, get the chalitza. The Rav Yitzchak required that she undergo both a get and a chalitza. So the verse says, Tarte, a get and a chalitza. A get is when the husband's still alive, Chalitza is when the husband's dead. So what do you need both for? So what says, no, what it meant was, get mechayim. If the husband was still alive, then she would require a second get. And b'chalitza l'chamisa said, if the husband wasn't alive anymore, now the shana came, vis-a-vis chalitza, we would require chalitza. So the bottom line is, it's just another way of saying, we don't know what the din is. So l'maisa was still unresolved whether this get would be good, and therefore we have to treat it with all the chumras. We would have to insist on a second get. And if a second get wasn't issued before the husband died, then we would insist on chalitza, but we wouldn't permit yibum. But now the Gemara tells another question about a shlichos that went off a little bit. Hahuta habu kavila nafasa. There was a woman who her name was Nafasa. Also, sade kasuf tafasa. They made a mistake in the writing again. Not the first time, not the last time, not the first time, not the last time. Ksubas for sure. Very often, just a slip makes a mistake. Remember, there was a ksuba that I was writing from Sadek Kedusha a couple of years ago, and I remember the chassan's middle name. I don't remember whether it was Beirish or Beinish. Whatever it was, I wrote the wrong one. When you write the wrong one, you write the wrong one four different times. So I kept on writing, Avram Beinish, and then all of a sudden, right before as they were finishing the chassan's dish, all of a sudden, I must have checked the tea. I don't know what happened. I realized I wrote the wrong name. So I had to start all over again. So I needed 10 minutes to rewrite rewrite the entire ksuba. So that was the good news. That was bincha. So I had that. I had the extra, window of bincha. The bad news was that I hadn't done bincha yet. So of course, be mincha betzibur. So I had to quickly rewrite it and then daven quickly be achidus. So at that point, I decided. I can't say all the time, but whenever I'm inside kedusha, I try very very hard to daven mincha earlier. I don't want to get stuck davening mincha to chassan's dish because sometimes I need those 5-10 minutes to take care of some unfinished business. So my cheshbon always is that if there's no unfinished business to take care of, then at least I get 5 minutes of shmugus, but otherwise I'm busy inside chassan's dish. So I try as best I can because they're Beirishes. So to over here, so you have the tafosas and nafososes. So obviously you're going to have to write another get. Mishnah says we make a mistake in the name. It's much a different person. So the question that the Gemara raises is that now that the Edom that they authorized the writing of the wrong name, can they go ahead and write a second get, or do they need a new reauthorization of the husband? So obviously a person cannot write a get without being authorized by the husband. So should we say that the original authorization is over? So Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Ma'ar Shemesh Beid Rav Asu Edim Shlichusad. So Rav said that the original Edim who were authorized to write this get, they had done already. They did their job. He told them to write a get. They wrote a get. And sure, the get was a mistake. So now you want to write another get. You got to go back and get a second authorization. So Maskil Rabba. Rabba says, not a kidding. Mika Amaluk Sofu. The original authorization was to write a get, not to write a piece of pottery. It means a piece of junk. But they wrote. It was a worthless piece of paper. So how could the... How can you tell me that... How could you tell me that you have to write and you have to get a second? How can you tell me that you have to get a second authorization? He said the original authorization was still valid because the get wasn't written yet. So El Amar Rabba. So Rabba said as follows. So El Amar Rabba, Vad the ikos of Sada Gita Ma'aliya. If the Edim wrote a valid get, the Avad. And then the get got lost, just wasn't given to the woman yet. Also, Edom Shlichusim. Then Taka, the Edom finished the job because they were authorized to write a get. They wrote a get and the get got lost. So they were, that's sure. So they have to write another get, but they don't have the authorization because they already fulfilled their original mission. So Master of Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, that can't be. As I was walking out of the car, I dropped the bottle of water on the floor. I realized that was a result of that happening. So, yeah, just put a little bit of get rid of the bottle. Try to stay dry. Okay. So, Masa Nachman, Mika Amaluk, Sobu, Vian Chubik, Kisaychu. Nachman said, what do you mean? The original authorization is still valid. What did the husband tell these guys originally? He told them to write again and put them into their pocket. It means he told them to write again and give it to the woman. So Kol's man, that there wasn't a kosher get delivered to the wife, the original shlichus is still valid. Elamer of Nachman, Kosev and Ozer feeling bad for Amir. Rav Nachman says, therefore they write again and they give the 100 times.
until it's good, until it's 100% kosher. That's why I think, if I'm not mistaken, the practice when we started getting today, that the husband actually spells all this out. And he says, that I'm hereby appointing you to write whatever is necessary in order that the get should be valid. In fact, when they did 9/10 of the job, and they didn't finish the gerushin yet, so then obviously their shlichos is still intact. Kismu utnu l'shaliach mahu. What if the husband appoints these people to write the get, and he tells them to hand the get over to the shaliach, and then the shaliach never got around to giving the get? So now can they write another get? So should we say that here they mamish finished their job? Means he only appointed them to hand it over to Reuven. They gave it to Reuven. In fact, that Reuven lost the get, so now they have to start all over again. Or maybe, of course, the husband meant he wants the get to be finished. He just doesn't want to bother these guys to have to travel with the get. So he wants to make life easy for them. So he said, you guys write the get the get signed, and then hand it over to the next guy, who's going to bring the get. But if for whatever reason the next guy doesn't do his job, so of course you guys can just finish up the job. So Amar Ravina the Ravashi v'yolich l'mahu. So Ravina raised another question. He says, what if the husband actually added even the words that he said, okay, you guys hand it over to the shaliach, and he'll bring it to the wife. He made it even clearer. So, mahu, what's it in take? So all these lashonos are a little bit unclear. At what point do we say that the husband meant that they'd have to get reauthorized? At what point do we say it's still included in the original tzivah habal? At what point do we say he has to start all over again? So it's unclear. So the Mishnah was listing different lashonos of what constitutes a lash of kabbalah saget. So Shimon Gamliel said, if the woman says Toli giti imrotzalach salo yachzor, that she says, it's hard to even translate that word tol exactly in English, but it's a lashon of kabbalah, and therefore if the husband wants to back out, he cannot back out. Tana rabbanu, we learned in the brisa, toli v'sali v'heli v'yonchon kul lashon kabbalah hein. All the above lashonos, either to hold on to it for me or to carry it for me, it should be in your hand for me. All of these nuances, all the shadows of kabbalah saget. And therefore, if the wife appoints this kind of a shliach with these different phrases, and the husband then subsequently gives the get to the shliach, so the get is over. The gerushin is chal because this individual was a valid shliach lekabbalah. So now the Mishnah goes on to some other details about when the woman appoints a shliach lekabbalah. The isha she'amris kabbali giti. The woman appoints a shliach. She says to a fellow to go accept the get on my behalf. Tzricha shtei kitei edim. So she requires two different sets of edim. Shnayim she'omer b'faneinu amra. Two edim are necessary to testify that she appointed. A guy walks into Beis and says, I have a get for Mrs. Cohn. Who exactly are you? Who appointed you as a shliach? So he has to bring two edim who saw the meaning of shliach, saw the appointment of shlichus. Ushnayim she'omer b'faneinu kibo. And you have to bring another two sets of edim, a set of edim, who saw the actual kabbalah get the korah, and they saw it to get is ripped. So the kabbalah get is ripped. Why are you ripping the get for? So the kabbalah get explained why the get was ripped. It's not an integral part of the get process. The kabbalah says it was actually done Nebuchadnezzar times when the Romans, when the goyim were trying to stop the Jews from performing mitzvahs. So they were trying to undermine the giving of gittin. So that they don't, if they saw somebody giving a get, they would throw him into jail. So they had a process that after the get was given, they would immediately rip up the get itself. So you don't really need aid them. There was a kriya saget. Just the Mishnah is just telling you, recording what the practice was. But now the Mishnah continues and saying, even though the halacha is that you require two sets of aidim, afilu bein arishonim bein acharonim, even if the first set of aidim are the same as the second set, that's okay. You don't have to have a brand new set of aidim. Either one of them would be acceptable. Oh, echam in arishonim, echam in acharonim, v'yechem itztarfi b'ayin, or what if you don't have two literally different sets, or you don't even have the same ones, you have a mixtures. So you have a one from one set and one from another set, and they join together, and then they bring a third person in. So any permutation of numbers of Edim, tachlis, you have two Edim for the Amira, for the appointment of being a Shaliach, you have two Edim for the Kabbal Saget, and any one of those setups is going to be acceptable.
So now, is that the first one you see Edim for the appointment?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is the first place that Chazal speaks about, yeah.
And it's for the
Baal. That's the Machlokes of Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that maybe for the Baal you don't, because the Shlich has to get in his hands. So there's something that he's holding on to. When it comes to the shlech ha'isha, so a guy walks to the base and says, "Hi, here I am. I'm the shlech of the woman. Who exactly are you?" When the husband walks into the base and says, "Here I have a written piece of paper that says that the room is being the Magarish Rachel." So that's a question, whether you would need that similar kind of shlech, similar kind of edus.
In other areas,
you wouldn't require, right? You don't. Itmar. So the Gemara in the top of Sefer Tavon Aleph raises the question. Itmar. We learned as follows: Baal Omer LePikadon Ushlish Omer LeGerushin. So we have a situation where a get is now found in the hands of a shlish. Shlish literally, Kishma Ket is the third party. So we find this fellow holding on to a get. It's a kosher get. He's holding on to it. So we're not quite sure what is he doing with this get. So the Baal says, "Yeah, I gave him the get to hold on to watch it for me." The husband, I wasn't quite ready to give the get to my wife, so I asked him to hold on to it. Whereas the shlish says, "No, you didn't. You didn't give it to me to watch it. You gave it to me for the purpose of geirushin, and I happen to be a shlech lekamola. And since I'm a shlech lekamola, so then the get is valid." So now we're having a fight between the husband and the shlish. Why the mesiras get was actually done? So me neman, who is believed? So why should one say that the husband is believed? Why should one think that the shlish is believed? So Ravuna said, "Baal neman dib isa de legerish and yaveni alei l'didavi yavel in the halach." Why didn't he give it to the third guy? Why didn't he just give it to his wife? If he really meant to divorce her, he should have given it to her. So Rashi fills in that she must be around. Let's say if this is taking place 1,000 miles away, then that's a funny argument. So obviously the wife's around. She's across the street. And all of a sudden, Baruch Hamu, a third guy, is walking around with a get. So the husband says, "I'll tell you why he's walking around with a get. Because I didn't give it to my wife yet." So Rav Huna says, that's enough for reason to believe the Baal. Rav Chisda Mashlish Neman. Rav Chisda says, no, that the Shlish is automatically Neman, he is believed. Tahemne. Because the husband believed the Shlish. By giving the shlish the get, what guy in his right mind hands over a piece of paper with the get to a person he doesn't trust. So obviously the husband is giving us, in a sense, almost like Odos Bandit, he's like giving us a statement that he trusts the shlish implicitly. So if the shlish is now saying that these are the facts, that the get was actually received by him as a shlich like a kabbalah, so the husband has, in effect, given up his rights to be believed. So Masi Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba said, let's bring a raya to who is correct. In the realm of Dini Mamunis, Hodas baldin kime edim dami. So we know the famous halacha of hodas baldin. If I admit that I owe $1,000, you don't have witnesses, and I walk in the maze and I say, "Oh, by the way, yeah, I broke your window. Yeah, I borrowed $1,000 from you." You don't have a document. You don't have witnesses. You're garnished. It doesn't matter. Hodas baldin kime edim dami. If I say something in dinim amnis that's detrimental to me, so I am believed. Even if I want to back out, say an hour later, I come back to me and say, "I was just kidding. Really." I'm just making a joke out of it. It's going to be an expensive joke. It's going to be $1,000 joke. If you walked in the maze and you testified that you broke the window, you're going to have to pay. So even though there's a din of hodas baldin kime edim dami, ushlish nema mishneyam. But if there's a third party, there's a shlish, let's say there's a questionable shtar here. I'm arguing about the kashas of the shtar, and you're arguing about the kashas of the shtar, and the shtar is given to a third party, and we know that the third party was handed the shtar by you, so then you've given up your ability to testify. So the shlish is always going to be neman. So just as the shlish is always going to be neman in dinim upnis, we should say that the shlish should be neman in gittin as well. The Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Shani mamadis yoiv lemechila. Mamadis, one can be meichela. Namely, if I give a shlish a document, I hand off, everyone agrees, I agree that I admit that I gave him the documents. So by handing him over the documents, I'm meichel on all my rights in the case. I mean, I'm obviously treating him as he's the third party. He's the person who's going to be trustworthy. Whereas that svar of a meichel on your wife, you're meichel on your rights of them honest. So mechil doesn't make any sense either of the nimamnes. I have a tiny, but we learned in the Brice that says beferish, mechain legitin. That the same way that the shlish, the third party, is believed in dinim mamonis, he's believed in gittin. The Gemara says, no. Gittin mamon. That doesn't mean gittin like masechet gittin. That means documents. The word get means a document. So it means in documents, monetary documents, then the shlish is neman. Iva tanya b'chein the shtaros. Iva, we have another brayse and it says that the shlish is neman in uchla shtaros. So now if you're using the word shtaros and you're using the word gittin, obviously shtaros means monetary documents and gittin means means get the gita isha. So and Afal Bichayt, the Brice is saying that the shlish is Ne'eman. Whereas it's Ne'eman, meaning Abi Adani Tanya. The two different Brices, they weren't written together. It wasn't one big Brice. So they're both talking about the same topic. They're both talking about monetary documents. One used the word get and one used the word shtar. They're synonyms in halacha. So there's no Brice at all. There's no statement in Tanoim that discusses our shayla about whether a shlish would be Ne'eman in the realm of Gittin in the sense of Gittin Noshim. So when all the dust settles, we still have a running machlekes of Huna and Nachman. Rav Huna says the Baal is still going to be Ne'eman. Rav Nachman says once he hands over the get to the shlish to the third party, he's lost all his rights to claim any statement about the kashrus of this get. He's handed over all Ne'emanis to the shlish. So that unresolved machlekes of Huna and Chizda, even though we have brises that seem to support one side, at the end of the day, those brises that talk about the imamis, they're not talking about kitei nosh, but therefore you cannot extrapolate one to another. Hopefully, the next year, we're trying to still figure out what the answer to the end of this machlekes of Huna and Chizda. Okay, we'll stop there. Yeah, it's all written down on the text. It's the same way, yeah.